Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
What's poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess, back with another installment of the podcast all about robbery, fraud, and those who practice it. Amen, congregation. And y'all already know what it is. I'm, yes, very excited, very thrilled, very elated. How are y'all today? I'm Steve from Blue's Clues today. I feel for y'all. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm glad that happened. I'm sorry that happened. Wow, you had a boring day. Okay. They yelled at me because I didn't say excited one time. They're like, I was ready for my call and response from my home. I was like, I am so sorry. At this point, I'm at their behest. But you see, I'm already talking to our amazing comedian today because y'all, I did it again. I scammed somebody off of Twitter.
Heck yeah.
I've been following this amazing comedian, watching her stand up, her work. I know way too much about her life, her son. I stay in her business. And so I was so excited that we could get her today. We have an amazing comedian and writer on the show. She was an Emmy-nominated and WG Award-winning writer for, guess who? Daddy Conan. Yes, shout out to Steve Coco. She's performed stand-up on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Comedy Central, Showtime, and so much more. Check out her latest one-hour comedy special, Sis Woke Grief Slut, on Apple TV, Amazon Prime, and YouTube. You got three different platforms you can get into Sis Woke Grief Slut, okay? And listen, our listeners, that's the kind of thing they get into. Yes, so congregation, you can pull up and get your hour more fun after this. Congregation, please welcome Lori Kilmartin to the show. Hi, Lori.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to have you here, seriously.
Yeah. I have been scammed and I have scammed.
Ooh, yes. Let's get into it because that's literally the first question we ask on this show is like, what's your relationship with scams? Mm-hmm. So I want to know both. If it passed the statute of limitations, whatever you could tell me. We don't want the feds knocking.
Well, I got it. This. It was a brief scam. It was the entree was telemarketing.
Okay.
And I was doing that for money, obviously.
So you were at a call center?
I was at a call center for a little while. I was at a normal one where we just made appointments for management consultants to go to a business.
So not like the ex-con one, like telemarketers on HBO, because we had Sam on here. So I know there's some that are a little more shady.
Oh, wow. Well, this one, that one led me to be, I was just trying to like explain why I went to this other place because mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it's telemarketing. You just call and make appointments or whatever. Yeah. So I worked for a place that ended up going bankrupt, but they were a management consulting company. And then I worked for a place that sold toner, and that I have since learned is one of the hugest scams.
So toner.
Of the 80s and 90s,
yes. Over the phone.
Over the phone. What we would do is we would call an office, talk mm-hmm. to the office manager, and pretend like we were their normal toner delivery company. And then apparently we are selling them complete like glue that would just destroy their printers.
What? Did y'all also sell printers? So
no,
they could be like, oh my
toner.
God, that's crazy about the toner. We
just
also
toner.
Sell Xerox. No.
Just toner. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't what they normally, it was tricking people into ordering something that they were ordering from somebody else.
Wow.
In
the scam world, I would call that manifesting. It's like you weren't doing business with them, but you wanted to be. So like, hey, I'm your new toner provider, okay? Because I want to be.
Yeah. It was like, and I wasn't good at it just to defend myself. I wasn't, like, I ended up quitting, but I it slowly dawned on me that we were lying.
Did you make any sales when you were there?
Probably. Like maybe one or like not many.
You're very likable. You have a great voice, Lori. So I feel like I would buy were you calling just like, hey, we feel like your printer's low on ink?
It was more like they gave us a booklet of responses and then I would be flipping and then reading and not really. I don't think I was like there was a guy next to me who I had a crush on because I thought he was sick and some like I was in that
You had
that
a crush
healing.
On him because you thought he was sick.
I think so. You know that thing where you're so like, coughed, this guy just like, needs to be taken care of, right? But I think he was a coke addict. Like looking back, I didn't
Which
realize.
Which is a sickness.
Yeah, it was a lot of sniffing. And so he was great at it. And so I probably stayed a little bit longer just because I wanted to be around this guy, but then I ended up quitting. I think I did probably gum up a few printers, and for that, I apologize, and I would love to make my amends.
You didn't know, but I also love, like, people asking, like, well, how many ounces in the toner? And then they just hear, like...
exactly.
Like, you're flipping through the book. Like, yeah, you know, I know how many ounces.
We're doing milliliters because we've got, the European cheap book.
And then you're making eyes at Mr. Invalid.
It was a lot of... I was like, oh, this poor guy just needs some chicken soup.
You was trying to show up at his cubicle with some Zyrtec. Like, hey, boo, yes. That ragweed is out, huh? How about you pop a few D's? We go to the cafe. Yes. Okay, so if you don't know what you're walking into, I've certainly worked for some illegal businesses. Yeah. And then but you know what? You were good, Lori, because when you found out you left, when I found out, I was like, well, they don't ever care if I'm late here. I can be a strong 7 minutes, 10. You know, we get paid out the register. Seems good to me.
As I slide towards elderliness and I'm clearly going to have to keep working, I might just be able to do it because I guess my self-interest will be a lot higher of, you know, just be able to get away with that kind of stuff. I won't stop myself like I did before.
Yeah. I mean, you got a little time. You say elderliness, but you're not old. But when you do get old and when I get old, I plan to turn evil. Because evil people live longer.
They do.
Yeah, so I'm going to give up on all this empathy and stuff because it's killing me. You know how hard it is to think about other people all the time?
Reading the news hurts. Like, I take in all their pain. I take in the accident. I take in whatever happened. Yeah, I can't wait to be calloused and nasty like these old boomers. Yeah. I will... come after whatever generation, Alpha, is that the new one in elementary school?
Yeah, they're young. And then like Gen Z, they're getting older. And then I'm a millennial. And it's funny how old people think millennials are now because like, did you see the documentary or hear about Freaknik that came out on
Hulu?
I haven't
seen it, but I've heard about it.
So some little, either Gen A or Gen Z was like, oh, we don't want to hear anything about millennials saying that like y'all weren't out here partying hard because we just saw Freaknik. And I was like, baby, during Freaknik, I was a zygote. I might have been like made there, but I most certainly was not physically present. I'm maybe the egg bouncing around while my mom was twerking it, but I wasn't there.
That was Gen X behavior completely.
Truly. And you know I got a beef with Gen X because y'all supposed to be running for president and I don't understand why y'all didn't do y'all job.
We've been skipped completely.
Haven't been skipped. You skipped yourselves. Y'all listening to Kurt Cobain, thinking about the old days and chokers and whatever the hell. Well, you supposed to be running for president.
Kamala, okay, she's right in there. She's like right on the cusp of boomer and a Gen X. So she's in
but
there.
But she got boomer energy.
She does.
Yeah.
She
so does. It's like we need a Gen Xer. We need that. That angst.
Yeah,
I feel
I
like that would do well for the country.
It seems like a lot of Gen Xers are actually, the politicians are Republicans. It's Paul Ryan, it's Jim Jordan, it's all those kind of guys. It doesn't seem like a lot of our generation that listened to Cobain is actually running for office.
But I think that's because y'all are so cool. And I know y'all are too cool for school, but I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and come to class. Okay, it's time. Save us. Nobody can do it but y'all, Gen X, please.
No, you got to skip us. We're useless. We got to go right to millennials.
Millennials are tired. We don't have it. We're almost as tired as Gen Z. I can't believe they came onto the planet and they were like, hey, girl, it's over for the planet, but good luck.
Gen Z, I mean, just going by my son and school drop off, they are ready for bed. They constantly wear pajamas 24/7. They don't dress up for anything. I like that energy. I feel like they are putting themselves to sleep before the planet does.
Right. Listen, we're all riding it out. I was telling someone, I was talking to one of my uncles about climate change, and I thought that he was going to have like some kind of like strong, wrong opinion or whatever. He was like, here's the thing about climate change. I was like, oh, Lord, Uncle, wait. What is it, Uncle Jeffrey? And he was like, look, the planet is dying. But, you know, everything good got to end at some point. So why don't we just have a good time? I was like, not the nihilism. Like, let's just party it up. I was like, Uncle Jeffrey, please. But wait, so you said that this was a scam that you participated in, but it was unknowing. But then you said you also have been scammed.
Well, this was embarrassing because it's in the last year.
Okay.
I'm walking my dog. I have a place in New York City and I have a roommate. Okay. But I pay the Con Ed, I guess. Right. And so I get a call from Con Ed for somebody saying they're Con Ed and they're in the neighborhood and they're about to turn off my electricity. And I'm like, oh, no, you can't
capital
do that.
C-O-N.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. Exactly. And it was just a regular 646 number. It wasn't like an official 800 number. Mm. But I was like, no, you can't. You can't do that. No, that's. And so it was a lot of back and forth. And it was a lot of, all right, if you Zelle me right now $700. We'll make sure that goes to your account. You're very far behind. And I'm on autopay, so I don't really, you know, double check everything.
Same.
I just assume
things
going.
And if I cancel a card, everything is amok.
Right, right, right. And then so I Zelle him like $700 and he didn't get it.
Oh,
and he's like, I have to. I'm right in the neighborhood. I have to cut this off. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I do it again. The third time. Right. And that so I'm close to around $2,000, maybe a little bit less, that I've Zelled this person. And then I realize
he was getting it the whole time.
Yeah. What the fuck? What am I doing?
My gosh.
So then I call my bank and I said, this is what happened. Please stop this. And I guess because I did it like maybe within a half hour, they stopped the Zelle transaction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you're the first person, Lori, that I've heard. Okay, first of all, I've been scammed, but like maybe like six, seven, in last September for Beyonce tickets, and I am not ready to talk about it. But
no.
I'm not ready to talk about it. It's very shameful. But so know that like you can get scammed at any time, you know, any age, any level of maturity. Like they always got something new. But what's interesting about this is that one, I've never seen somebody get their money back from Zelle because Zelle is like, look, we asked you what their phone number was. We asked you what their blood type was. We told
I know.
Once you send this money, it is not coming back.
Right,
we are
in it.
We not in it. Yeah. Okay. We Zelle, go to hell.
Oh, my God.
So you getting it back is amazing. So
well, they stopped the transaction. I guess it hadn't completely gone through.
Yeah.
Like whatever the... there's some just little hiccup that they go through, and I had called
shout
right before.
That. So call right away, y'all, if y'all want to stop Zelle. If you go and you split a check with your friends and you want to be shady, run out of the door and then cancel Zelle. It's like, it didn't go through. That's crazy. It went through on my end.
But now I don't trust Zelle. I don't trust immediate transactions. Like, no, I like that 2 or 3 days where you can cancel a check or something like that.
Well,
let's
people you
go back
know.
To that.
But here's the thing, too, is like, normally, if someone was going to cut off your electricity, it's just like the lights just go off. You're like, what the hell? And I guess we haven't paid the bill. But like the pre-warning, I don't have any judgment for you falling for this because Con Edison is so shady. So it's like, I kind of think that they might want to get a Zelle transaction.
Right.
That adds up to me. I'm not confused by that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, people use that payment all the time for invoices and stuff. I'm constantly wiring and selling things to people, or getting it vice versa. So this isn't you're good, and I'm glad that you got your money back.
Yes. Plus, I was like worried, like my roommate. I'm like, she can't just like have no electricity. That's why. If it was just me, I would have been like, cut it. Let's
do it.
For it. Let's do it. I don't
have
think
nothing
so.
In
I think
the fridge.
Wrong. Yeah. But yeah. So. So that's, and I was like, how did I believe this? And the guy sounded shady, but you're just so worried.
Right.
And I'm in the neighborhood and I'm about to cut your line. I'm sure that's not even how they do it anyway. Right. They just push a button on your apartment and cut it. They don't like snip something.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what
like,
I was thinking.
I got the pliers to the box right now. I'm about to
hovering.
Clip the red wire.
Yes.
Like what?
That's what it felt like. And, you know, I guess he figured once I started worrying, he was like, oh, we got somebody.
Right.
So.
Also, yeah. I love that he knew that he sounded shady because he could have been like, hi, I'm calling from the office of Con Edison. He said he was on the streets.
Yes, right.
Because that's why that way he could sound a little more gruff and McTough.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have to have like, you know, proper diction or jargon for the business. He can just be like, hey, lady.
Yeah, he's not putting me on hold. He's holding a phone to his chest and yelling at his partner. Right.
You're going to be in the dark if you don't give us $700. Exactly. No sense. You just got $700 worth of electricity.
Yeah.
He didn't say nothing about fees. He didn't say nothing about taxes.
I was so panicked. Yeah, I just kept going, okay. I'm not seeing it. Okay, I'll do another one. And then I'm like, this will apply to my future bills. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. All your bills, all your lights.
So if I give you $50,000, then I'm good for electricity for the next 10 years?
For the rest of your life. You can turn on all the lamps whenever you want. Hella lamps. Buy more lamps. Go to Home Goods. You good. You going to have light forever.
Never be in the dark. Ever. Official. Ever,
he didn't give you no dates. He don't got no kind of code for you when you pay. You know, be like, here's your e-receipt. He was like, I'm giving you a verbal receipt. Cha-ching.
Yeah.
Yes.
So embarrassing.
Honestly, not embarrassing at all. Love that. Hopefully, if you're out there, if you're in New York and a man on the street calls you from Con Ed, you know, that's not how normally that works. You know, they'll send you a bill and they'll put some red ink on it, like final notice. Ooh.
Many bills. Several.
Yeah, several bills. Because they do really want the money. They're not going to give up on you.
Right.
Okay. Many people will give up on you, but not credit or bill collectors, okay? That's the longest relationship you can have because they will talk to you.
That's true.
Right. If you're not getting a handwritten letter, just think about those like the notebook or something, like those handwritten letters from the bill collectors. They care about you.
Scams! Close your eyes. Open your mind. And imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials. Aren't you all of a sudden Diane Keaton walking on a sand beach thinking about your life? Yes, you can get this kind of luxury with unbeatable prices at Quince because they're here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within your grasp, honey. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. Y'all know I have the silk tops. I actually just went back and got the washable silk slip dresses. I got one in red, I got one in cream, and I got one in black because I'm about to be out here stunting in my quiet luxury. Y'all know I love the sweatsuits. I actually went back and got the sweatsuit in blue and pink, and I got the shorts. They got shorts to match with the sweatsuit too, so when it's hot girl summer, I can have my thighs out, but my arms can be warm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hoochies never get cold. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/goddess.
If you're a person with titties, bras are so uncomfortable and constricting, and now we finally like have something that's changing. That Skims is changing. That Skims bras, they're worth the hype. They're amazing, the shape, the support that they give, but also they're, like I said, comfortable with you on your nipple. Okay. I love the Fits Everybody bra in Onyx, which is like the black one. Like that's normally like the clothes that I'm wearing and stuff. But like, I also really love the wireless form push-up plunge bra because, you know, you sometimes you gotta give a little cleave, a little titty, okay? You know what I mean? Make it cute. So shop Skims bras at skims.com. Now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
But let's get into our first segment here. What's hot and fraud? This is where we warn our listeners about scams that are popping in the zeitgeist. But more often than not these days, we get a letter from you all. As always, snitch on your friends, family, and your enemies at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure your scam is retired because we don't want to what? Yes. Fuck up your bag. Amen. Shout out to y'all who got those totes. I don't know where y'all are wearing them. They are not safe for work. Well, depending on what you do for work, okay? You know, love that for us. So today, I need a fake name from you, Lori. We do not care about gender here.
Violet Atkins.
Ooh, you had that on the dome.
It's my grandmother's name.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Violet Atkins. I like that. Violet. Oh, yeah. I like the name Violet. Bring Violet back. You know, we need more roses and violets. Mm-hmm. Bring the plant girlies back. So Violet says, "Dear Lacey," I love the dear construct of this. This is nice. Says, "I have been a faithful listener for years." Oh, okay. This is a lot of really nice stuff. Oh, okay. Oh, that's very sweet. I got to get into it now, Violet, though. Okay. So after 27 years, Violet says, "I've been scammed for the first time. Baby's first scam, well aside from health insurance and student loans." So she's saying health insurance and student loans, obviously a scam. But this is the first time I've been scammed for real.
Right. This is an illegal scam. She's talking about the legal scams.
Right.
That she's
the one that the government's like, this is fine, which are so many. So many of the scams are very legal.
Yes.
So Violet says, okay, so listen, I'm a victim of a TikTok shop. Ooh.
Ugh.
TikTok shop can be real good or it can be real bad. And I really think there's nothing in between.
Do you mean like an ad for a...
No, like so on TikTok, a lot of influencers will... either have a code to like get a discount or make sure that they get paid from a product that's not theirs because they advertised it.
Right, right, right.
Or they'll have like a TikTok shop where they're selling their own merch or their own goods or whatever. Yeah. And so it's like on their TikToks, you can click on it and then it'll redirect you to the actual shop. And this also happens on the ads on TikTok.
Yeah.
And nobody's making better ads on social media than TikTok because you'll be 30 seconds into a TikTok and they dancing like whoop de whoop 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 whoop. And then they'll be like, go to Walmart. It's like, wait a minute. This isn't what I was here for.
No.
Yeah.
Did you see the Rocket app, by the way, ad where it's a stand-up comic who starts doing crowd work and the person brings up subscriptions and then they go into a Rocket app stand-up set. Yeah. It's horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Listen.
Careful.
Honestly, I'm proud of the stand-ups. As one myself, I would do that ad.
I'm not sure if it's a real stand-up, though. It's somebody...
Not an actor pretending to be a stand-up. They couldn't even give a stand-up the coins.
I think... Yeah, right. Exactly. That's a good point.
Damn, they were like, we need a Matt Rife type. A Matt Rife to riff. A riffy Rife. And he was in Central Casting like, I'll do it. Damn, that makes it worse. I wish it was a real comedian.
Yeah.
TikTok shop, right? Violet says, about a month ago, I was doing my regular doom scroll on the apps and I came across a video ad for a cute workout jumpsuit. Okay, we love a cute workout jumpsuit. It was being advertised as being on sale for like $10. It was from a brand called, I'm not going to say the brand name because, you know, we don't want to get sued. But from a brand, let's just call it Girly World. That's not what it is, but it's close. And normally I'd be very wary of a brand I hadn't heard of, but so much of the stuff on TikTok shop is being drop shipped. So I suspected this was what that was. I had previously ordered from a similar storefront and my order had arrived and was better quality than I expected. So I took the risk again. Okay, you were like at the casino. You were like, let me roll the dice one more time.
It is a $10 jumpsuit as well. Like it's, yeah.
Yeah.
If nothing happens, you know.
I just get weary, and I know that this is a privileged thing, so if you don't have the coins to, like, really, you know, shop at places that we know little baby hands didn't make the clothes, I understand. But when I see something that cheap, I'm like, a little baby hand made this.
Right.
And I'm like, I can't do that to the little babies.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no. All that stitching? Mm-mm. Yeah, that's giving the shops with the sweats. So, you know, but this is a great deal. So they're like, okay, I'm going to take the risk. Violet says, immediately after I get an order confirmation email, a couple weeks go by and it's crickets from this company. So I email them. I'm like, hey, where is my order? They respond saying my order was on the way and gave me a tracking number. So now I'm feeling a little reassured. For the next 10 days, I kept checking the tracking number and it was moving right along. Where is it coming from?
Right.
They said our shop is
Can you tell from the tracking number where it's coming from?
I think she was saying it was moving along. So it's moving from somewhere. But I'm confused because, remember, it had been a few weeks since she made the order.
Yeah.
And then 10 more days go by and it's just...
Was she their first order? And they're like, oh, no, we got to hire a seamstress.
We're actually passing it like the Olympic torch. So it's got to go from hand to hand to country and it's going to make its way over. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
But, okay, so now she's getting a little more wary, right? So the day that it's supposed to be delivered, I get home and I notice that it's not outside my door. Now, I live in an apartment and our mailboxes are not wide or deep enough to stick packages in. But nonetheless, I go check my mail and I'm sure enough there's a small yellow envelope and it feels very light. I am confused because the label doesn't have the company's name on it. I take it back upstairs, open it up and dump out the contents. And to my surprise, it's a singular hook earring back.
Whoa.
Not a pair of earrings. Not a single earring, but a singular earring back.
And she had ordered a jumpsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. They're not even close. Did they just send her garbage?
Now I lose my earring backs a lot. So, girl, go ahead and throw that in the jewelry box because you're going to need it. You know how many pencil erasers on a pop on the back of my ear? Like...
That's a great idea. It never occurred to me.
That was an OG thing to put it back in your ear during the school day.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, no, that's not even, you can't wear that. You can't even wear it on its own. You have to have an earring.
Yeah.
Which they did not provide for you. Okay. So it's just a singular earring back. Immediately, I started Googling the address on the package. And sure enough, there comes up stories of tons of other women who were scammed in the exact same way by this company. In the end, I was out $15 with shipping. But I will look into these companies before giving my credit card info from here out. Yeah, Violet.
Gosh, I mean, they can, it doesn't seem like a lot of money. So it's almost like not worth your time. Like as she just said, I'll just make sure I don't do that again. But they can make $1 million before like bad reviews come in, you know?
Exactly. And because of the way TikTok's laid out, like it's not like there's a central focal point for you to like aggregate this kind of information. You kind of have to go looking for it.
Yeah.
And by the time you're looking for it, it's because you've already been robbed.
Yeah.
So like, we ain't worried about that. Like, we already got your money for the earring back.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she can go to her credit card company and say it was fraud, and then they can, you know, perhaps shut down purchases from that company or something.
But Lori, $5 footlongs are now $13. You know, so calling that many people to get $15 back.
I know.
Most people just don't have the fortitude anymore.
Oh, you don't. And they know it and they make it really difficult for you.
So if they can get like 10,000 people to give them $10, you know, they're on their way.
And then you're on your way.
And it's they probably got like a big industrial bag of earring backs.
Oh, my gosh. And how much toner do you think they have that they're sending as well?
Hey, listen, we sell toner and earring backs, okay? We're a very niche hold on the market.
It is so hard to get a return from something like that. I remember buying a little ring light that I have many. Promised to be better than it was. And so I tried to return it and I was arguing.
How did they promise?
I think they made it, you know, you'll look less shitty than you look now. I think that was their tagline. And
the beauty industry, like gaslighting. Oh, yeah. They're like, totally. Girl, you are so ugly. And it's because you don't have this ring light.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you want people to love you or no?
Make all your wrinkles go away. Yes. No double chin, all that stuff. And they ended up just refunding it and I didn't have to return it. They just let me keep it. But they put me through a lot. And it was $29. So part of me was like, just give up. But it made me so angry, you know, that I kept going. And
oh, Lori, I love that. Mm. I love a little pettiness. Sometimes it's about the principle. It's about the principalities.
Completely.
Yes, it was 60 cents and I want it back.
Yes.
I will call everyone in your company. That's me right now with the Line Hotel. I told y'all I would be shouting them out at every available opportunity. I got food.
What hotel?
The Line. They have them everywhere.
L-I-N-E or Lion?
No, like L-I-N-E.
Okay.
The L-I-N-E Hotel.
Where?
I went to the one in Austin, but they're all very bootleg. For some reason, they have 4 stars, and I want one of those stars. And I swear to God, I will die with it in my hands. Because they should not have 4 stars. Yeah. They gave me food poisoning. Yeah, they wouldn't. I moved to the Fairmont. They wouldn't return 2 days of my booking there because they were like, it's booked through a third party. But I'm like, but you still got the money, right? And I'm not staying here.
Oh, that third party scam. Oh, we can't. Our hands are tied.
And it's one of those, like, it gives me like millennial gray. You know, the gray buildings with the gray wood floors and shit that they give millennials now. They're like, y'all already depressed. Like, don't you want to live in a gray box?
Nothing's curved. It's all sharp edges.
Yeah, sharp edges. I have
black baseboards. Wow. Can you believe that decision?
That is tough.
I almost painted them, but the painter was like, it's going to be such a headache when you move out. And I was like, all right, I'll paint the walls and not the baseboards. So I'm like, black baseboards, they assist upon themselves. Why would you do this?
And then it shows a lot of dirt, right?
Well, actually, it shows less. No scuffs, no dirt, because it's black. It's like a patent shiny black.
Yes. Right.
And it's on the door frames. I'm like, what were y'all thinking? Why would you do this? It's a brand new building. They were like, this is going to really stand out. Yeah, because it's ugly. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But so it's like that kind of hotel, like where the beds are like real low to the ground. It's like if I wanted to sleep on the floor, like. Yeah.
That kind of Scandinavian aesthetic.
Well, they're trying to be like kitschy, but I can tell it's cheap. It's like, this isn't, it's not giving what y'all said it was supposed to give.
Yeah.
And the room service number was broken from the phone in the hotel room. So I ended up having to call outside on my cell phone to the front desk and then have them reroute me to room service only to get food poisoning.
Oh my God.
And they didn't even refund me for the room service that gave me food poisoning.
What? Oh my
God. No, I hate them so bad. Don't stay at the Line Hotel, y'all. It's very ghetto. Anyways, that was my own petty digression. But yes, so I would go back and get my money too.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm totally down for that. But you know what, Violet? I'm sorry that happened to you. Luckily, it was only $15. And now you got an earring back. Okay, a very expensive earring back, but your earring not going to fall off. Tell me it's a good one. I hope that it's got the little silicone in it, too. It better be a good earring back.
Yeah.
Don't send me nothing like flimsy now. I paid $15 for it. Right. It better screw on or something.
Yeah.
So nothing, but still. Okay.
Robbery!
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
That is bringing us to my favorite segment of the show, Historic Hoodwinks. So this is where I would regale Lori with a famous con caper, group of criminals, single individual. We'll see. And we'll get her opinions all throughout. Today, we're going to be talking about Jeff Karpoff. So he was like a freewheeling drug dealer who rose to become a millionaire by dealing in solar generators that were sold everywhere from NASCAR to Hollywood.
Wow.
But with Jeff's taxpayer-funded scheme, it turned out that Karpoff was selling nothing but air.
Mm. Mm.
I mean, he started selling sun, so I don't know what y'all thought. The sun been up there for longer than we have.
I mean, is this a genius part of the show? Selling sun seems like a great idea.
He's on to something. You know what? He moved on from selling drugs to selling the sun. And I think that's a real jump.
That's an incredible trajectory.
Right. Product-wise, he's like, it's got vitamin D. It's got energy.
You're looking up. Yes.
And you know it's a real product because you can see it in the sky right there.
Okay? Yes.
So when you buy some of it, you really gonna get it. I mean, people sell stars.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, actually, I think Violet Atkins is the name of a star. In addition, I think we bought one for my
grandma.
Who was
first? Oh, okay. Your grandma was first and then the star.
Yeah. We named us. Yeah, you can name a star after somebody.
Yeah.
So
which
there is one.
I'm curious about because I'm like, how many times are they reselling that same star?
I don't check. You know, that's a great thing to look into.
It's like, I feel like they're selling the same star over and over again. And I know I'm right about this. Okay. How am I going to go up and check? I can't go check. I'm not Jeff Bezos. I can't get up there and make sure it's mine. But I mean, obviously, we're talking about solar panel energy. So I'm being a little silly here. But, you know, so
being
he's
a little
telling,
celestial.
Lori. See, that's why she is an award winning writer, honey, off the dome. So Jeff grew up in the city of Martinez, Northern California.
Yeah, I live like I was from right near there.
Oh wow, so you know about Martinez?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
and I also
am I saying it correctly? Is
you
it
are saying Martinez, right? But in other parts of the country that are a little more racist, they call it Martinez, so it doesn't sound as Mexican.
Oh yeah, I mean that's what they do with everything in California. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like La Jolla, La Brea.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah, it's all like San Jacinto. Like it all turns into like. I mean, I saw one time, I think I've mentioned this years before, but on Selling Sunset, I saw gentrification in real time and nobody thought it was a problem. They had a $40 million house on a street called Pinto and they were like, Pinto just doesn't sound like, you know, where a $40 million house would be. So we changed the street to Hummingbird Lane.
Oh my God.
I was like, that's how I do a gentrification in real time. They're like, this Pinto stuff? Like, what? This place used to be Mexico? Yes. Yes, it was.
What does Pinto mean in Spanish?
Bean.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so, but also, like, babes, like, this used to be Mexico.
Yeah.
We stole it from them.
Yeah.
Y'all don't remember?
Just honor it.
Right. I'm from Texas. Also used to be Mexico. Steal it.
Yeah. Take it back, please, Mexico.
Right. I love it there, but, you know, except for the laws.
Yeah.
Some of the people, you know, minor details. So Jeff, you know, he grew up in Martinez, Northern California.
Martinez,
excuse me. Now you see, you said Martinez and you incepted me. How dare you?
I'm sorry I led you on. It must be my telemarketing
toner
work.
Now I'm wearing a red hat. What happened? I'm in Maga now. What happened, Lori? I've been red-pilled live. So Martinez, Northern California.
It's Martinez.
It's Martinez. You did this to me. I said
I'm
it right.
Sorry.
I said it right the
I was
first
calling
time.
Out the other people. I know I was. I was calling out the
I
other
can't
people
believe this.
That,
y'all
hear that this? Weren't you.
Lori is a scammer. You know what? I take it back. I think she created the telemarketing company. I think she's made the toner herself.
They found out about me. Get me out of here, Judith.
She had Elmer's glue and some stick and prints. It was like, this is toner, okay? So after he graduated high school, he developed a meth addiction and started selling it off to pay his debts. Usually when people develop an addiction, normally they don't also get into the business. So, way that he did this is the opposite of how it normally happens. Like, if you are selling a drug, you know, the rule is don't get high on your own supply.
Yeah.
But then if you do start trying it, maybe you do, you know, depending on how your brain works, develop an addiction. But he went from an addiction to like, wow, this stuff is so addictive. I should be selling it to other people.
But also the fact that he's like, and this is dinging my credit score. So let me pay off my debts first. Like, why is that even, if you're a meth addict, is that second on your list of things
you
to worry
have
about?
You do stay awake for a lot of time
to read all your bills,
right? And maybe to get a budget together, get
sure.
on Excel. I mean, like, there's different types, you know, addiction is a disease, so there's different types of functioning. So you
yes.
do have people who high function. When I was in restaurants, I didn't know that it was like a common thing that some line cooks in the back of house would be on amphetamines or something to stay awake because they would have multiple jobs because
right.
they don't get paid a living wage. You know what I mean? But those people aren't like, you know, typically what you would stigmatize someone who has a drug addiction.
Like the faces of like meth.
Yeah.
You've seen that graphic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I think is so predatory and horrible to people with addictions. Like, you know,
yeah.
like we shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
But, and it's not a deterrent. Like people who want to do drugs are going to do drugs. We have to find different ways to like help, you know, people.
Yeah.
But it's not that. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So. Yeah, so he decided he was going to get into the meth business. He said, you know what? They got a great product over there. I really enjoy it. I'm passionate about it. I really think I can sell it. You know what I mean? They say buy stocks and things that you already purchased yourself. So
it's
he was
passion.
Like, you know what I mean? It was his passion. So he starts selling it to pay off his debts. He got clean after marrying his high school sweetheart, Paulette, in 2002. They opened a Land Rover repair shop called Roverland USA. So then he goes from selling the meth to marrying Paulette. Look at Paulette. Paulette looked like she began people's lives together. The
oh,
honey.
Yeah.
Look at those glasses. She said, you will get on the straight and narrow.
I do not like that kind of beard on a man or whatever that is.
Okay, I'm betting it's better than what he had, though. Look, he got a pocket square now. Paulette said, you are going to let me upgrade.
She leveled him up.
Paulette said, let me introduce you to Purple Labels.
She's
okay?
taking him from Pintos to Land Rovers.
She did. She really did. You know what? And look at her face. She knows things.
Yeah.
I like Paulette. So far.
I am uncomfortable with Paulette.
You're uncomfortable with her? She got a statement necklace, but it's not too chunky.
Well, here's the thing. I may have gone to high school with her, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
You may actually have.
I might know these people.
You might know Paulette.
Yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Because they from Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
You got
yes.
beef with Paulette? Wow, Lori. Wow. So they had this Land Rover repair shop. Now, before this, he was a, you know, street pharmacist. He was a street pharmacist.
Street farm.
Yeah. And then he paid off his debts. And now he's moved into Land Rover repair. I haven't heard anything that would indicate that he would know things about Land Rovers. And normally that's the type of car, like Land Rover or Mercedes, like these type of cars you take to the dealership because, like, you can't go to Valvoline. You can't go to, like, a random repair shop because they specifically are engineered that way on purpose. So, it's interesting that he was like, we just gonna pop up with one and call it Roverland USA, which sounds very legit. It sounds like it could be owned by Land Rover because they put USA in it.
Yes, that's true. And he has the look that I think dumb rich guys would trust.
Yes.
They'd be like, oh, this guy knows my car.
Roverland.gov.
Yeah.
And he's giving like... This is a Brooks. It's not a Men's Warehouse. You know, you would like the way you look there. They guarantee it. But this is giving me, like, Brooks Brothers. Like, she upgraded him to Brooks Brothers.
Yeah, I think so.
And probably found a local tailor to get it a little snatched. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yep. And
yes,
what hair
Paulette.
He has is styled in the best way possible for the amount of it.
There's pomade in there, for sure. For sure. You know, he got the wax or whatever the men's be using. He might even have a little beard oil in the beard situation. It's looking very, like, kempt.
It's very trim, and it's, I think he might... get to it like every other day, actually.
Yeah. You know what, though? Underneath his lip, it almost feels like when she met him, he had a soul patch. And she was like, grow the rest of that out. Absolutely not.
We cannot have a soul patch.
Absolutely not. So the business went broke by by 2007, Jeff started selling drugs again. So he was like, well, this business didn't work. I got to go back to my old business, which was, you know, booming. So, But then the weed that he was trying to sell. So he downgrades from methamphetamines to weed, which I'm totally fine with weed.
But it's fine. And it's less of a prison sentence if he gets caught.
And
well,
it shouldn't be a prison sentence, period.
No,
you know what I mean? It grows from the earth.
Yes.
So the weed that he tried to sell to a local dispensary was so low grade that they refused to sell it. So he was out here getting mid and Reggie, you know, like...
If you're going to do something, do it right.
Right. Like, what, he was out here selling people just, like, herbs. They're like, sir, is this bay leaf? This is not weed. So at 36, Jeff was jobless, but he had an invention. A car trailer he had rigged with solar panels and a massive battery, creating a solar generator on wheels that he called the Solar Eclipse.
Oh, I thought he was just selling solar stuff, but he invented something, or he claims to have created something.
He put a bunch of solar panels on a car.
And so this would fuel the car then?
So it's like a mobile charger, basically.
Okay.
Because it's a solar generator on wheels. So I don't think he was trying to like make a Tesla, but with just like panels on top.
Right.
Which is hilarious. but basically it's like a moving charging thing, right? So the solar eclipse, we're going to learn more about it right now. So by late 2008, Jeff had convinced a group of local entrepreneurs to loan him $368,000.
Dang, that, if I could just have the ability to talk local entrepreneurs into loaning me hundreds of thousands of dollars, I would be just so happy.
I need to start doing it, because what am I doing? But you know what? He had that suit on. He had that pocket square. They said, look, he's got them strapped to the car outside. It's giving legit.
Paulette's in the car waiting for him. They're like, he's got a ride.
And I also want to clarify that it's $368,200. So who threw in the 200? Who was like, let me get 200 on that thing?
But also,
small investor.
These aren't bank loans, so he doesn't have to pay them back, right? He can promise, but it's more of like a startup kind of thing, right?
Yeah, it's a startup. And the company is called Pure Power Distribution. So I just want to point out that one thing that Jeff is really great at is a name, honey. Nobody's come up with names like he has. He got Roverland USA, the Solar Eclipse, Pure Power Distribution. I bet you he wasn't even calling his meth like meth, okay? I know he has some like Breaking Bad. Like he has some kind of like name for it that was really getting the girls excited because he's good at branding.
Yeah.
So Solar Eclipses, that's the car with the panels on top, made it onto the base camps of movies such as Inception, Valentine's Day, and Bad Words, powering makeup trailers to food service trucks.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not... Right now, I'm sold. It doesn't seem bad. It's not... You know, those trucks will stay on all day long. And if they're using solar energy, that's a little better than
the gas that you would smell, like, you know, when they're, like, hooking up the trucks. Like, so far, I'm kind of into it.
Yeah.
Also, like, working on Inception, that's a Christopher Nolan movie, right?
I think so.
Yeah, he uses a lot of power. Yeah. So I know these things must have been working.
He's an Oscar winner.
Real
Lots
hard.
Of power. Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, like, physically. Like, all his movies are loud and bright.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if they're dark, they're still real intense. He needs a lot of electricity. Okay. He's probably taking the planet down one movie at a time. So in 2010, Jeff learned of a law Congress had passed a few years earlier. Businesses could reduce the federal income taxes they owed by an amount equal to 30% of their spending on solar equipment, a 30% public refund for every private dollar spent. So now he's got to end with like now even better sales in, right? Yeah. He's like, you're going to, I got some tax fraud for y'all.
He's passing the tax breaks on to the purchaser. It's not himself, right? And that's how he's able to get them to buy it?
Well, companies could decide how much they wanted to save in taxes and buy exactly the number of generators to reach that figure.
Oh.
All they needed to do was put down 30% of the generator's cost so that they could deduct it dollar for dollar. So
nice.
Now he's got them incentivized. He's like, y'all want to do a little tax fraud? I know corporations love some tax fraud, y'all.
But I think if you're a corporation, it never sounds like fraud. The laws are so business friendly that it sounds like, oh, yeah, I should be able to deduct that. That shouldn't count. That's not income.
Right.
That's nothing.
I should be able to steal from all my employees. What do you mean? I gave them a job, so they should give me their livelihood. You know what I mean? So Jeff's company, now called DC Solar. So now.
Oh. Nation's capital.
So as soon as he started getting into the government schemes, he's like, you know what?
That's right. Oh, my God.
Your power distribution ain't hitting like that in D.C. We need to be D.C. solar.
Pure power sounds like protein shake stuff.
It
that
does.
Sounds like California. But D.C. Yeah. solar sounds like you've got something on the White House
right.
roof.
You're yeah. literally on the steps yes. lobbying on the steps. I got this company, D.C. Solar. Okay. It's got District of Columbia in the name. So
where
you
is
should
it?
Get involved.
What do you mean, where is it?
What do you
it's
mean, where
D.C.
is it?
Solar.
It's everywhere. It's a vibe. Do you want these tax breaks or not? You're so right. Because in California, it's pure power.
Yeah.
And then he was like, that's not going to work out here.
No.
It's got to be DC solar.
It's got to be on
Black
the
rock,
nose.
Sky rock, which is the sun. So Jeff's company, now called DC Solar, would not only loan buyers the other 70% of the money needed to purchase the generators, but pay it back for them with money his company made leasing the generators on their behalf. So he's basically asking them for 30%.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would pay back the 70% of the money needed to purchase the generators.
So it's like they own it, but he actually owns
yes,
it.
Yes, he owns it. It's like almost like they're leasing it for tax purposes.
Yeah.
So they get to lease it, you know, for
and they
a
get
large...
to write off the entire 30,000
exactly.
or 30%.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he would buy it back with the money that the company made. So this is an interesting...
It doesn't sound illegal to me. Everything I've heard about business stuff, this
it
sounds
should
total...
be illegal.
Everything business-wise should be illegal.
But you know what? It's just the jargon of it
yeah.
all. Because if I were to say, like, I work in a client-facing company where, you know, we do a lot of house calls, meetings. You know, it's very client-facing. There's a lot of integration.
Client-facing and integration?
Yeah.
I'm like, just deduct it. Don't talk to me anymore. I don't know what you're saying.
There's plenty of opportunity for upward mobility in my company.
No.
We're really looking for great salespeople who are great at engaging and really hitting like our quarterly numbers. Our product is called crack cocaine and it's locally sourced. Like you,
it's pure power.
Yeah, it's pure power. You can dress anything up. So
oh
I love
God.
That business was like, you know what? Words.
Yes.
That's how we'll get them.
Yes.
Too many words.
Client facing. Oh my God, that's great.
Okay. So in short, companies could buy generators, but only pay 30% of the purchase price. Jeff would pay the other 70, like we said, while the companies could write off 30% they put down on their taxes. So Jeff would then lease the generators the companies bought out to other people and use the money made from the lease to pay off the rest of the loan. So he's just telling people, give me 30% of what this costs. I'll never actually give you the generator, but you can write it off. It's like if I was like, oh, I don't have any unemployed freeloaders in my house. That's what I call children. But if I were to just like claim somebody else's kid on my taxes, but like never actually have them.
Yeah.
Become a part of their situation.
You could buy a generator and not have it on your property.
Yeah.
Like he owns the whole thing. He's leasing it out under your name.
And then he's
like,
selling
he's
it again.
Like your property manager.
Exactly. But he's selling it again to somebody else
right.
to recoup. group.
So multiple people own the same generator?
Yes.
Oh.
On paper. So someone physically owns it, but someone else on paper owns it so that they can write it off on their taxes.
So, like, he can be collecting 30% from 15 people mm-hmm. on one generator.
Yeah, we all went in on one generator. Me and all my homies got a generator.
But what if they don't know about it? What if you and I
Even
own the same generator?
Even if they do know about it, it's shady as hell because
oh,
they know physically they were never going to get the generator. They know yeah. that they're just giving this 30% so that they can get this huge write-off.
Yeah.
Right? So they don't give a shit where the generator is.
Right.
They never wanted it.
Oh, right. Yeah, 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 yeah.
But then the person who actually wants it pays for it. So then he's getting... That's why he's telling people like, oh, listen, you want this tax write-off? And all it's going to cost you is 30%. I'll pay off the rest of it for you.
I'm telling you, it sounds legal. It sounds like
sound
a
legal
classic legal workaround that
workaround for sure. That's what I call a scam.
Yeah.
We're working around the laws. You know, we partner with the law sometimes. We'll do collabs, but we really don't, you
know. I thought
this
was Workaround Goddess. A Loophole Goddess?
No, Loophole Goddess.
It feels like one of those loopholes that people exploit all the time, and that's how they actually become very wealthy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, nobody is getting that wealthy without killing people and
yes.
doing crime. Like,
right,
it's
right,
just,
right.
you know, that's how it happens. Even people are like, oh, what about old money? I'm like, oh, money, do you want to really trace that back?
Because
that's
God.
Me and my cousins. That was called slavery. We sold 2/3 of the world's cotton, baby. That's
yes.
how we became a superpower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, anytime somebody's like, oh, my grandmother's jewelry, I'm like, hey, your grandmother got jewelry to pass down. Huh? Where'd she get that from? Let's talk about it.
Yep.
So Jeff would then, after he's, you know, selling this generator more than one time,
right.
Jeff would then lease the generators to the companies, bought out to other people, and use the money that he made, right, to pay off the rest of the loan. So he's selling it to somebody else for real and then paying off the loan. We covered that. He even promised to pay owners of the generators leftover revenue he made from leasing the generators on their behalf after the loan was paid back.
Leftover revenue?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even see that happening in this guy's world.
I've never even heard those words together. None
no.
of my revenue is left over.
Nothing's left
no,
over.
No, I think it's all accounted for and it's mine.
It all goes right back in the business, right?
Right.
We're
right?
client-facing.
We're client-facing. But I guess what he's saying is like, you know you're a part of the scam. You're giving me 30% of what this costs, but you're getting no product. You're
yeah.
getting a write-off. And then
yeah.
once I resell it to someone for real a few times, then like I'll kick you back a little bit more.
Do you think he explained it that blatantly to them, or did he do a bunch of hocus pocus and
oh,
make them
sure.
feel like they just invested in a timeshare that's going to be like an Airbnb
it's
almost?
It's giving timeshare.
Yes.
Like, I think that's a beautiful way to put it, Lori, for layman's terms here, is that, like, I know we're talking a lot of jargon here, but it's like a timeshare because
yeah.
it's like we all own this one place. Except for some of us never go, which
right.
really does happen in timeshares. People
yeah.
purchase it and they're like, oh, yeah, I want to go all the time. Never go.
Right.
And they did it for what, like a free dinner or a gift card to like Luby's?
How good are their
salespeople? Do they still have
Luby's? I think they do, right?
My grandparents will always take me to Luby's after church. Maybe it's a Texas thing.
It is a Texas thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
I'm trying to think of one of those gift cards. You know the one that has Red Lobster and Outback Steakhouse on it and
yeah.
what's it called? Darden? Yeah, Darden Group.
Oh.
Like they get a Darden Group card and then they've also ruined their credit by signing up for a timeshare. That's how it works.
Nice.
Judith said Luby's is still around and has 42 locations, y'all. Y'all can get up in there after
church. Well,
they
need 43. We need another
We need one more Luby's in LA. So, yeah, in layman's terms, basically like a timeshare.
Yeah.
But except for some people are paying on the timeshare and just writing it off and some people are actually using it.
Right.
Yes. So Jeff decided that he could even hike up the prices and rent 50% within 5 years, creating an even bigger tax credit for buyers and more revenue for him.
So they're going to give him 50% of the money
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah. He went from 30 to 50. He's like, this is working so well.
Wow.
I'm going to hike my price. You know what? Yesterday's price, not today's price, Jeff said. Okay? These generators are going up and they're stuck. So in March 2011, Sherwin Williams...
The paint?
Sherwin Williams. Yes, the paint.
Yeah. The paint
the
store.
The literal paint. They popped the lid. And they bought 192 of Jeff's generators for $29 million.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
2 months later, Jeff paid $1.3 million in cash for a new house with a pool, a guest cottage, and garages for 6 cars. So he wasted no time. So
right.
As soon as Sherwin
Don't waste your time. Yeah.
He didn't start a paint. He didn't get a wooden stirrer. He didn't waste any time. He said, put it up on the walls. I need a home. Sherwin, will y'all throw in some paint cans too? I need a crew. I need a crew for my whole house. So his new muscle cars could often be found parked in a handicapped space at the office.
Oh my God.
You are a menace. Why are you partnering?
Now I don't like him. Up until now, I've been
in the handicap space.
I've admired his acumen, but this is that's bad.
And he would have like a DC Solar employee changing the oil of his cars at the office. Why? Why? I know you had the Land Rover place, maybe, but why? This just seems like a flex. Like, do this at home. He made signs.
That's an employee that gets mad and calls the SEC or whoever they need to be calling, right? The IRS, right?
Yeah, if you don't pay this employee enough, they're definitely going to talk to the feds when they come. As soon as they come knocking, they're like, me, I'll go first.
Yeah.
I have things to say.
I talked to you on the phone. You recognize my voice, right? IRS? Yeah.
I was the one who called the feds. I called 911 first. They said, that's not an emergency. I said, okay, well, how do I get in touch with the law? So he made signs for his and his family's parking spots with their initials JMFC, Jeff motherfucking Karpoff. So now he's getting really into himself. Wow. He's added, his middle name is motherfucking.
He's added a middle name and a confirmation name, right? He's Catholic.
He saw 6 Samuel Jackson movies and said, yes, my middle name now. And his wife and kids, Lauren and Matt, were PMFC and LMFC and MMFC. So now he's even adding this to his kids. Like Lauren and Matt are children. It's like, Lauren, motherfucking Karpoff. and she's 16. What? Why?
They're officers in the company. I'm sorry, I missed what he was.
I mean, they're working over there, I guess. Or they're at least
employees.
Pulling up.
Okay.
So Jeff also chose NASCAR, one of the world's most polluting sports, as his main marketing partner. So he's still into cars.
Right.
You know what I mean? So now look at him at NASCAR. Look at that. Oh, DC Solar has purchased an ad?
Wow. Oh, they're on a car?
What?
Wow.
Because you know there's like a long-running joke about politicians and how we want them to wear NASCAR jackets so we can see all the people who are buying into their campaign. This is literally what he did. He got DC Solar on this man's jumpsuit.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow.
And it's a pretty good spot. Like, it's kind of big. So he paid a lot of money to have it on there. Because, you know, this is like nationally televised. People are really into NASCAR.
This is 1,000% legit to me. I'm serious. You haven't convinced me this
for
is
DC
illegal
Solar?
Yet.
You have to tell us.
I'm a pure power gal from way back. No, but it just feels legit. I see why everyone fell for it.
Yeah.
Or why it went undiscovered for so long.
Absolutely. Look at Paulette right by her man's side.
Yeah.
Yes.
Needing a little more sunscreen on the shoulders.
She did.
You know.
But you know what? She's fitting in with the crowd. Like, everybody looks like that there. So she was like, I got to give the vibes.
Yes.
So this is the scheme, which we already know what the scheme is, but I guess there's more to it. So the red flags start to pop up soon after Sherwin-Williams, remember that deal, the $29 million deal, because they bought 192 of Jeff's generators.
Mm-hmm.
So things are starting to get a little weird around that purchase. So that fall, a group from Sherwin-Williams representatives visited DC Solar to inspect their new generators. So they actually went to purchase them. They weren't just trying to get the write-off. They said, we need these for the paint. Paint ain't going to stir itself. We need the sun to stir the paint.
And Jeff's like, we actually only have one generator we sold to you 129 times.
Look, if we keep selling one generator to you 129
times. We didn't know you were going to come by.
Oh, you actually wanted the generator? That's crazy. We've never actually had anybody want the thing they purchased from us. That's wild.
I mean, that's a massive amount of land to be holding that many generators.
Yes, there's no way. So, but only the first row of generators were fully assembled. The rest were incomplete and staged to look as if they were. So he just set up a sound stage. He learned from Hollywood and he was like, how can we make this look like we have this many generators? Jeff was also quickly learning that while the short-term rentals made sense, there was no market for the 5 to 10 year leases that were supposed to make most of their money, right? So the solar eclipse also tended to break down. And as a solution, Jeff stuck 100-gallon diesel generators to the back of them to back up for cloudy days. So he said it's a generator, but also it's just gas.
It's basically a truck if you've got diesel going into this thing.
He said, yeah, it's solar power sometimes. Aren't we all solar power sometimes? A lot of vitamin D up there. But yeah, you will need fuel. You're going to have to go to Exxon. So if DC Solar didn't have a long-term lease for every single one of the generators it sold, it couldn't pay for the purchases or loans for like the pay return. So remember the people that he was getting in DC, he would kick them back, you know, money.
The 70%.
Yeah, the 70%. Yeah. So if they weren't constantly renting these out, they could not keep this up. What does that sound like? Ponzi.
Yes.
We got to have
some Madoff stuff.
Yep.
Right?
We got to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Yes.
And so if Peter ain't got no more money, Paul's finna find out.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and if the generator sat unused, the IRS could remove the solar tax credits, the biggest reason anyone leased the generators.
Oh.
So the generators had to be generating.
They had to be working.
Yeah. You know, the IRS is looking. They are petty as hell.
Yes.
If you make a dollar, the IRS is like, we would like ours. Like, I just feel like if you're in the laundromat and you find like a 20 in your pocket, the IRS is like, did you write that off? We will also like some of that 20. Yeah, it's wrinkled, but we will have some. So in June of 2012, Jeff came up with a solution with his accountant, Ronald Roach. So Ronald Roach is now involved.
Okay.
DC Solar could purchase money from new buyers to pay the lease money to the earlier ones. Full Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
And make the cash from the new sales look like lease payments from current renters. So his accountant is a criminal, and I love that. I wish my accountant did more crime. He's not sweaty enough. I really feel like I don't got offshore money, but maybe like off lake, off pond. We should go over some body of water here.
Once you're changing the names of payments and what the, now it's full-time scam. Correct.
So it's classic Ponzi scheme.
You've changed my mind.
Yeah.
This
but
is illegal.
But he used $1 million of tax, like millions in taxpayer money to subsidize it. So in less than 3 years, Jeff had sold nearly 1,200 generators for $174 million.
Wow.
So in July of 2013, the Sherwin-Williams deal was audited by the IRS because the IRS is like, we would like our things. Sounds like y'all are making money over there and we're not involved. We would like some.
So the Sherwin-Williams deal flagged that company for the IRS?
Like, did so
they
far audit it was the Sherman largest write-off,
okay.
Right?
Because oh,
$29
right.
million dollars in purchases that they made for these generators. Now, Sherwin seems like they're kind of coming in good faith because they did go to inspect and see how many generators there were. It seems like they really wanted the sun to start to paint.
Yeah.
So they were trying to be for real. But of course, like, our homeboy Jeff is not being for real. He's leasing these out to everyone, like a timeshare, like we discussed before.
Yeah.
So the IRS is like, ooh, that was a big tax credit. That's funny. Sounds like y'all making money. Like when Mark Zuckerberger, that's what I call him, when he took his ass to the Senate hearing and then sold us all out talking about, well, y'all need to look at Venmo because they making money over there. Okay? And that's why now, like, any transaction over 600, like, they're like, hey, girl, what was that for? And I'm like, it was for lunch. Me and my friends had a very expensive lunch. No goods or services were exchanged.
I bought a generator.
And that's the thing now. If I pay someone on Venmo or whatever, they explicitly asked me, they'd be like, don't put what it, like, one of my friends was telling me that she pays her chiropractor on Venmo, which I was like, huh. And then she said, he was like, don't put crack in my back or chiropractor on there ever again. He was like, put a pizza emoji. Put
a pizza emoji.
Put a girl running. Put the poop emoji. Don't tell them that, you know, this is how you're paying
Somehow,
me.
Somehow, I think they are into untruthful emojis. Like, I think the IRS could figure that out. Right?
Nah, they're not that bright yet. Okay? But if you joke around and put drugs or something like that, they will take you off Venmo. So don't do that. So in July of 2013, Sherwin-Williams, they're audited. While that was being investigated, in February 2014, Valley National Bank demanded that Jeff prove that 80 to 90% of DC Solar's generators were rented out. So now they're like, we want proof.
How much? 80 to 90% of
them? Yes.
Oh.
Which
and
is,
how many has he even built? Five?
He has the vibes of generators. You know, there are panels. There is sun available outside.
If we hook them up, they'll work.
Yeah, if we plug them both in. Now, we haven't got to that point.
We need glue.
But yeah, that where were you, Lori? You should have been selling them the damn glue. And like you were saying, like, what is the leasing rate? In reality, it's 5%. It's like close to 5%.
Wow.
Yeah. So they need 90.
That's going to be impossible to do.
I mean, what, they got to get a little quick 75% of them rented out? Like, what do you mean?
Oh my God.
We could do that real quick. But obviously, that was not possible. So Jeff employed Roach's old school friend to create fake reports and leases to dissuade suspicion. And I love Roach because it seems like he's the type of accountant who's got all types of criminals in his bag. He's like, you need a hitman? No, we're not that far. Like, you want me to kill the IRS? No, we don't need to do that, Roach. He's like, okay, well, let me know. I'll make one phone call. We got it, okay? You want some bootleg DVDs? No, Roach. We just really need to fix the fraud right now. He's like, okay, I'm just telling you, I got a man for everything. So in 2015, Jeff's VP of operations and former bartender, Ryan Garrity. Why do they got to put former bartender in there? Like, is that shade? I was a former bartender. What are we trying to say?
Oh, that's true. You know, I guess they're saying that's not who you want to find to do your paperwork, though, correct?
VP of operations, yeah. I mean, I could be a VP of operations.
No, I think you could. And I now I agree with your assessment. This was unnecessary shade.
Right. That was unnecessary shade. So Ryan, the former bartender, he put down his shaker and he started shaking up the operation. He found a local T-Mobile employee to sign a fake multimillion dollar T-Mobile lease in exchange for $1 million to him and $1 million to the T-Mobile employee.
That is so T-Mobile employee. It you is. Can find one to do sign anything, honestly.
I feel like you could get a lot of crime done at T-Mobile. Like, that's where you should go. They feel like very non-judgmental.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're
like Captain Zeta-Jones comes out, she
around.
Helps. Like, I feel like you can do it. So the ruse seemed to work. The following year, the International Speedway Corporation, ISC, leased 1,500 generators for 10 years at a cost of $150 million. So this is a huge...
This is a totally made-up company?
No, so this is a real company, the International Speedway Corporation.
Okay.
Now, remember, he was involved with NASCAR, right?
Right, right.
So after they proved that through the T-Mobile company that they had, like, leased these things out,
okay.
Through, like, just a random, like, I'm sure the guy walked into T-Mobile and they were like, oh, you need a new phone? You want the new, we got a new kick. We got a new sidekick. You want? No, he's like, no. I need you to be my sidekick in crime, an accomplice.
So they faked it and then they happened to... do an actual business deal.
So they faked it and it worked. So the heat was off of them. So now they're doing the business deal with the International Speedway.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah. So for $150 million. So the largest deal we've seen so far.
I mean, that is a little inspirational.
Right?
Fake it till you make it.
Right. Then
don't
Geico
we say that?
Bought
yes.
8,000 generators for nearly $1.2 billion. The Gecko got involved, hopped out the pond and got into the Ponzi.
And
we love to see it.
And no one's checked how many did they buy?
Listen. So far, 9,500 generators between International Speedway and Geico.
You know,
but
what?
Don't
it's
worry
none
about
of
that.
My business how
it's
many
just
generators
vibes.
They have.
Yeah. So it was nearly $1.2 billion over 3 years for Geico, right? Saving the company $377 million in taxes.
Wow.
Like, wow.
That's a lot.
So at the same time, DC Solar had almost entirely stopped manufacturing solar eclipses, which is the generator that they're supposed to be selling,
mm-hmm.
even while it sold record numbers of generators. So they're selling something that they don't have and everyone's writing it off.
They almost never had and stopped
yeah.
even trying to make.
Yeah. They were like, you know, it's too much work to even stage this anymore. Y'all just pack it up.
And do the companies like a Geico have an obligation to double check that what they're buying is actually a real thing? Mm-hmm. Or is it like, or are they off the hook completely?
I am not sure yet. You would think so, though, because technically they're purchasing something that doesn't exist. So if I'm purchasing something and then writing it off and I never actually purchased it, that does seem a little like fraud to me.
Yes, right.
Well, that's the kind of fraud I want to do. Okay? I'm tired of the government. Y'all ain't fixing a pothole or nothing, Jesus. I'm going to get out here with some cement, okay, and
yep.
keep my tax dollars. Get off my back.
Mm-hmm.
So to prove that the generators existed, Jeff got another old high school friend. Jeff is charismatic. He got all the homies. He said, you know, who did I sell meth to back in the day? Let me get out my Rolodex and call them all up. And they're all eager to get involved. So he hit up an old high school friend to send proof that the generators existed. So, like, this is how they're going to prove it. He got the high school friend to send buyers fake reports with physical inspection and VIN numbers for the units. For buyers who insisted on visiting DC Solar Warehouse, Jeff would pry off the VIN sticker from a generator belonging to earlier buyers and stick it on a new one.
Wow. That is very active.
Yes.
You know, some of it seems like paper shuffling, but this is actually very active fraud.
No, yeah, this is like when you worked at the telemarketing
yeah.
place and they'd be like, oh, how many ounces? And you was like, they're like, oh, Jeff, can we see the new generators? He was like, hold on.
And I'm pouring 4 ounces in an 8 ounce bottle. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
He's like, Jeff, this VIN number looks freshly taped on you. Yeah, that's how they tape in the VINs wrong. Don't worry about that, sweetheart.
We have a VIN taping issue.
Yeah, we fired happens. That guy because he just ain't never taped the VINs on good enough. Don't worry about that. He's
Should
gone.
Should VINs be taped? None of your business.
No.
You let us do our business.
We'll get into etching in a little while. Right now, we just tape him. He's like, this is Scotch tape. Yeah, that's because it's better for the planet. We all about the planet here, as you can see, okay? So Of the more than 17,000 generators sold from 2011 to 2018, only about 6,000 actually existed.
Wait, 6,000 out of how many?
17,000.
Wow.
You know, so just like 11,000 are in the wind.
Wow.
That's all, you know.
Yeah.
You know how generators are. It's more of a feeling. You know, I feel like a generator's in the room right now. You know what I mean? And so does Jeff. So this is how he gets caught. By 2016, the IRS investigators concluded that the fair market value of each solar eclipse with reasonable markup was $13,000. Now, DC Solar was charging $150,000 per generator.
Now, that isn't the American dream, though,
right?
To upsell that much.
Right. What is we add a zero to that markup? Like, yes.
I feel like sometimes people are punished for dreaming how we tell them to.
Yeah. I mean, this is what you said. Anything is possible. What did you mean by that? The scope of the law? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
If I dream it, I can achieve it. And I dream that this law can't be in my way. Like that DW mean, like, I'm going to ignore that sign. I can't read. Like,
it's kind of y'all's fault.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's take it back to the government because y'all started it. So what do you mean? So the 30%, I love that he also really was continuing to mark these generators up because we saw his initial sales and they were way more modest. He started with like $368,200 and he has turned that into quite a large sum of money.
Incredible.
Millions.
Billions. But he got billions from the
Well,
people.
He's got millions. He's definitely got millions. Oh yeah, right. $1.2 billion. Yeah. We've jumped in over 3 years. So
incredible.
So the 30% or $45,000 buyers saved on their taxes for each generator was more than 300% of the generator's value instead of the 30% federal law allowed.
So he would sell them, say, $100,000, then people got $30,000 of a write-off?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, like, if we were going to put it in a layman's like that, easier math, like, if it was $100,000 for a generator, you would get the $30,000 write-off, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
But it only costs you $3,000,
basically.
Wow.
Yeah. So basically 300% of the generator's value, because he's marking these up by like a great percentage, right? So, and that's not what the law allowed. The law said you can have 30% for trying to save the planet. They said, we'll have 300% for not saving the planet at all. How does that sound?
Is this kind of like Trump's saying my real estate holdings are worth X amount and that's why I should get these loans? And that's why he's being
like
the
valuation
trial?
Of your own property, which is like very sketch. So
it is very sketch.
We're wrapping it up here. The profits funded the Karpov's luxury lifestyle. Duh. Like, he bought a big ass house like immediately after his first large sale. So he had homes in Cabo San Lucas, Las Vegas, a luxury box at the Raiders Stadium. That was probably cheaper because when have the Raiders been winning anything? They probably gave that to him. They were like, do you want to show up? Sorry, Raiders fans. And over 100 cars. Because you know you need 100 cars.
Wow.
You need 100 cars.
What a waste of
your
money.
Look at this. He's got a dealership.
Oh, no. I mean, that cash could have gone to a bank account in Monaco. And
this is also taxpayer dollars.
Yes.
Remember.
Yeah.
So we're not getting potholes, but Jeff got 100 cars.
Right.
Like, we're not filling anything, but Jeff has 100 cars.
That's incredible.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So DC Solar's Christmas parties were held at San Francisco's Fairmont Hotel. Fancy.
That is such a red flag, having that many cars.
Yeah.
You're begging to be honest.
Like, the government wasn't like, how many pink slips do you have? 100 cars?
Yeah. You have a fleet.
Like,
it's
can you even get around to them in a year? Like, what are you doing? You just trying to do too fast, too furious? Like, yourself? Alone? Where's Vin Diesel? Where is Kyrese? That's what I call Tyrese. So but you know what? I do like that he was being good to his employees because he's having the Christmas party at the Fairmont Hotel, complete with private performances by...
Please tell me. I love it when an entertainer is paid a gross amount of money to entertain scam artists.
Private performances by Sugar Ray. Because, you know, you need Sugar Ray at your party.
Sure you do.
And Big and Rich. I don't know who Big and Rich is. Y'all can drag me.
They're racist country
music artists. Oh, perfect.
Yes.
So, Sugar Ray, what was their song? Was it, shut a bad baby, don't say a word.
Yes.
Shut the door, baby. Don't say a word. See, I do it. Don't sue me, Sugar Ray. I mean, y'all booking gigs, I'll be all right.
I mean, what's the real scam? Having one hit and making $1 million a year off of it for the rest of your life?
Ding. Okay, I'm with it. Keep singing it till the wheels fall off, Sugar and Ray. But they did this for their 100 employees. With the IRS closing in, Paulette had dozens of surveillance cameras installed. See, Paulette be thinking. Paulette's a thinker, honey. I think she's behind the success, too. Okay?
This guy was an addict, and Paulette cleaned him up and said, I'm going to make some money off this
guy. She was like, you got a good brain, though. We got to get it off them drugs, okay? She said, we can't waste this brain. All right. And so she got the cameras installed and barred employees from going alone into the file room. So now they're trying to, like, you know, Elizabeth
Holmes it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they're locking down the facility. They're like, nobody can know that we don't have any generators. Nobody in the generator room ever.
Oh, my gosh.
They were like, we heard them talking in the generator room. It was hella echoey. Like, it was lots of echoes.
Do generators make noise? Because I'm hearing nothing.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything in a long time. It's just like somebody goes in the generator room. They're like, yeah, now we're doing some repairs. And they're just like throwing tools at the wall. Make it sound like repairs are happening. Son. He's just in there saying,
They're saying son.
He's just in there saying son.
That's what the sun sounds like when he's generating.
Y'all don't listen hard enough. Open your third ear.
Why do you think it's called the sun, guys?
Yeah, come on now. Yes. It told us to call it that. So two Malinois attack dogs named Diesel and Fowl followed her everywhere. So she also has attack dogs with her.
Dang.
Yes. Look at this dog.
Oh, my gosh. So those are hyper German shepherds. They're like extra German shepherds.
Yeah, it's giving murderer. It's giving civil rights.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's giving like the cousin of those hyenas in The Lion King. Like that dog is
it's giving. Don't call the IRS.
Right, because that dog goes for the throat.
Yes,
it knows where the throat is. Yeah. It's his favorite meat is human throat.
It's looking at a throat right now.
Right, and it's like, that's why his tongue's out. Yeah. That dog, I'm scared from the picture.
That
I'm
is
afraid.
A long dog tongue.
But also, you have to be such a bad bitch to be like, I'm going to have like murderous dogs around me all the time, but they love me. It's like, here you go, Poochie. Here's your raw meat for today until we get your throat.
Here's your raw neck.
Right. Only necks for my dogs. I got to know what they like. So on the other hand, Jeff was known for pulling hundreds of dollars from his pocket and giving it to whichever employee best guessed its sum during meetings. So he likes to flash. He's throwing
You love that boss, right?
You love that boss.
You do.
You don't testify against that boss.
No, unless you're changing his oil.
Right.
And
maybe you don't love him as much. But maybe he was giving you good money to be Valvoline. Who knows?
I would change your oil for enough money. I would.
So in 2018, the family had secretly moved millions to an offshore account. See, they got the offshore. You got to get off the shore. You got to go across the water in the Bahamas and the Cook Islands and bought a $5 million house in the Caribbean nation of St. Kitts and Nevis. In December 2018, the Karpovs said that they were leaving on vacation. Just days later, 175 federal agents consisting of FBI, IRS criminal investigation, and U.S. Marshals Service swarmed the D.C.
No, 175. Armed.
The
federal
government
employees.
This is what I call a modern day angry mob. The government was like, get the pitchforks, but they're AK-47s with laser pointers, and let's go storm.
They kind of alerted the government by somehow telling people they're going on vacation.
Well, I mean, the government's been surveilling them for quite some time, right? So now they're seeing them move large sums of money to places that probably don't have extradition.
Right,
like they're seeing the plan for them to like leave, right? And they've noticed all these wild purchases, hundreds of cars. No, we don't know where these generators are. Like no one has them. They're just a vibe. Like, so they're slowly closing in. And she's at all the security. She's got the dogs who bite in the necks. So like they're coming in with 175 people, guns a-blazing.
Do not have dogs if you're trying to scam the IRS.
And also this feels like one of those cases where they know it's going to make like a lot of attention in the press.
Right.
So whoever politically is going to benefit from this by being like, we're tough on fraud. And look, we're protecting taxpayer dollars. When in reality, they're getting their own money, their own scam.
Sure.
But they got to bust somebody else's scam so that they can stay on the up and up. Right.
Yeah.
So three agencies of the government are now involved in this bust. Right. At the same time, a SWAT team. So now we got SWAT involved. What do they think is happening in there? Is somebody's going to run them over with all the cars? Like, I didn't think they were, like, armored up. This is a lot of tactical people. So at the same time, the SWAT team broke down the front door of the Karpovs' home and found nearly $1.7 million in cash in Jeff's office safe. I will jump out on a ledge and say it was probably more than $1.7 million, and some people took finder's fees.
Oh, sure.
Because, like, why are you kicking in the door like, boom? And you know these people. It's not like this is the mob.
Yeah.
This is just, like, a corny dude and his wife. And you're kicking in the door and going in the safe. Come on now.
Yeah.
We know what's going on.
Yeah.
So during the raids, Jeff called the office to ask if he and Paulette's passports were still on the desk and said... and hung up. This is during the raid. Their passports are on the desk during the raid. They did not take their passports with them. And then he was like, hey, y'all.
So yeah. He was going to try to leave while they were going through his house. Like,
I thought they were already planning to leave. They did not think far enough ahead.
Oh, my God.
So Jeff is calling the office like, hey, Tom. Yeah. No, great job on the oil change. No, that was great. And he's like, what's that sound in the background? And like, move, FBI. He's like, what's going on over there? He's like, yeah, we having a little raid. He's like, are my passports still on the desk? He's like, yes, they are, Jeff. He's like, oh, fuck. And just hangs up. So he then arranged for a Louis Vuitton bag stuffed with a men's Cartier watch and $650,000 in cash to be handed off to a friend who had trained their Malinois, those evil neck-biting dogs.
Yeah.
So Jeff also said he had $500,000 worth of meth buried in a cemetery. He said, I got $500,000 worth of meth.
Just, that's his bank, basically.
Under a headstone.
Right.
Jeff, what is going on? This is chaotic.
He has many revenue streams, though. I do admire
this man.
That. There is some hustle and grind here.
Yes. So the Karpovs were arrested almost immediately because they were not anticipating this raid, clearly.
Yeah.
Just 2 days earlier, Jeff had been partying with Pitbull.
Wow.
Not Mr. Worldwide.
They started with Land Rover USA. They went DC, and now they wanted to be international. You can't fault them.
The FBI said, "Dale."
That's the number one red flag is partying with Pitbull.
Yeah, if you party with Pitbull, we do need to look into your records.
Yes, yeah, we'll be audited.
We will be audited. I feel like the IRS should just start checking who's partying with Pitbull and then just put them on a list. Like, oh, who was that? DJ Khaled. Yeah, he ain't about to be the best no more when we get to him. Okay. So it turns out that 10 months earlier, the Securities and Exchange Commission had received a whistleblower report from a recently resigned employee. That might be the guy who was changing the oil, Lori.
Oh, my God.
He was like, I'm tired of changing this man's oil. He got 100 cars.
So nothing else flagged it. It was a whistleblower.
A hater. A hater.
Always be nice to all your employees.
And pay them well. I hope that you were giving
good
them nice
references.
Parties, but like guessing the money in the pocket isn't enough, Jeff. You got to give good references. They have to have strong health insurance.
Yes.
The strongest.
Yes. And sickly families.
Yes. Which are the sexiest to Lori, okay? No one hotter and sexier than an invalid. Come on now, Jeff. You got to be the best boss. Last thing you need is a disgruntled employee. So we're wrapping this up here. In the months following Jeff's arrest, prosecutors received guilty pleas from his accomplices at DC Solar, who have all since been sentenced to prison. The Karpovs pleaded guilty on January 24, 2020. Jeff to money laundering and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. They always get you on the wire. Paulette to money laundering and conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States.
Jeez,
Paulette. What were you going to do against the U.S.?
Paulette. And I take that personally as an American.
I don't. That government. I might be on her side. Tell me what she was going to do, girl. I might like it. Also, a whistleblower is so wild to me because Jeff isn't like a dangerous man. If you resigned from this company, why wouldn't you just like get you a check and move on? I would be like, Jeff, I know what you're doing is crime here. Can you just throw me a couple of million?
I know. Could
and
you?
And I'll go away.
Yes.
Because what satisfaction do you get from telling the government?
Why whistleblow when you can blackmail? That's
right.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah. Well, start with the black male. African-American male. He's not going to murder you, but you know what? Paulette might. Paulette might bring one of them dogs into his house. So
her.
She probably did. They did the right thing. I mean, this is taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
So over 8 years in at least 34 deals, DC Solar had defrauded more than a dozen corporate customers out of almost $1 billion, all of which had come from taxpayer dollars. Jeff was sentenced to 30 years in prison and Paulette 11 years and 3 months. That 3 months is petty. Jeff is serving his time in a medium security correctional institution in Victorville, California.
Ooh, that is far from Martinez.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay,
it is
a drive.
It is like close to some desert. It's not the same climate whatsoever.
Hats.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we got a decent amount of rain this year, Jeff. I hope that's working out for you. Maybe you could do something with rain power.
Yeah, maybe.
Not in California.
So he's in a warehouse. Rain. Yeah, it's pouring in here.
Let's say somebody went viral for saying that sound people, like when you listen to like rain sounds and stuff on like apps, it's actually not rain most of the time because I guess they don't want to risk getting the microphone equipment wet. They'll like fry some chicken in a pan, like on a skillet, and then they held the mic up to it and it sounded exactly like rain.
Wild.
And I was like, so I've been listening to chicken this whole time.
Wow. Oh, that makes me want to wake up.
I mean, do you like the scam? Do you love it? Do you hate it?
You know, I hate it because I'm a taxpayer and he took my money that should have gone for something else, something good. No one was harmed, physically harmed. I do worry about the children, Lauren motherfucking Karpoff and the other motherfucking Karpoff.
Yeah, where are these motherfucking kids going to go? Because now they don't got no motherfucking parents.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't think that tax dollars would have gone to helping any of our unhoused neighbors or any potholes or any
schools,
clean transportation. No, it would have just went to more police and things that we don't need.
Military.
So honestly, I'm with it, Jeff. I don't know if you needed 100 cars. I feel like it could have laid a little lower. I feel like you could have invested a little bit of the money into actually making generators so we could have kept this con going. I feel like that was a major flaw is that no one could find the product.
the fact that it was a whistleblower, that it probably would still be going if someone hadn't turned him in.
Yeah, like, are you not having employee retreats? Like, are you not getting a temperature? I feel like every day I come into my crime, corporation, I'd be like, all right, let's have a powwow. How y'all doing? I would have ping pong tables in the office. It would be looking like Google up in that bitch. I'd be like, do you need a nap? We got a nap room.
Yes. I mean, the mafia really, it was only at the very latest stages of the mafia where they had whistleblowers or they had snitches, Right. Up until then, they took care of people or they killed them. But still, no one said anything.
But you treat it like the Olive Garden when you hear your family. I wouldn't want nobody mad at me if I'm doing that much crime.
No, not at all.
I see somebody take a cursory glance, I'd be like, come into our conference room. So what's going on with you? You need therapy?
Why don't you get that Geico contract? You make sure everyone's happy. Yeah,
right.
All
have
the
you been
time.
Reading stuff in our file room? Because that's not, we don't need anybody
reading. You don't
have
to go in there. Why don't you just stay in your corner office that I'm about to get you.
I heard of some really good specials on YouTube. Sis Woke Grief Slut?
Oh,
yeah, you
nice.
Should probably watch that instead of reading the Geico files, because that's,
you're a professional. I love that, Lacey. Thanks for coming around to what we started with. My goodness.
Of course. You've been fantastic, Lori.
Thank you so much. It was so fun.
It was such a blast. We always ask at the end of the show, where would you like to be found? Anything you want to plug? Any social media? She has a great Twitter, y'all, that you need to get into.
I would advise you not to get on Twitter. It's if you're not there and if you're thinking of leaving, leave. But I'm posting a lot of reels and clips, etc., as we all comics are now doing on Instagram, AnyLori16, and then on TikTok, Lori Kilmartin, and YouTube. I don't know. Every name is a little different because I wasn't thinking when I was doing usernames.
Scammer.
Yeah.
All of my names are a little different.
It's DC Power. It's Pure Power at 16 on Gmail. Yes.
It's Roverland USA. Got it. And as always, y'all, send on your friends, family, at scamgotaspot@gmail.com. And if you want to find me, I'm at DivaLacey on all platforms. If you want to see these photos of Jeff and Paulette, who is a queen to me, you can go on Scam Goddess Pod on Instagram. We'll be posting them all there. All right, congregation, pre-order my book, Scam Goddess, anywhere you get books, and stay scheming. Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. Our producer is Judith Cargbo, and our audio engineer is Rich Garcia. Research for the show is done by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network. So whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.